This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Take me out to the ball game.
What are you doing?
Did you know DirecTV has the most MLB games?
So you're singing?
Yeah, they put your favorite teams front and center right when you turn it on. Buy me some cold cuts and flapjacks.
Those aren't even the words.
I'm allergic to peanuts.
Stream DirecTV, home of the most MLB games. Visit DirecTV.com. Claim based on total games offered on national and regional sports networks. RSNs available with choice package or higher. Availability of RSNs varies by zip code and package.
What is... Dax, are you...
Tracking all our cars on Carvana Value Tracker on all our devices? Yes, Kristen, yes, I am.
Well, I've been looking for my phone for...
In Dax's domain, we see all, so we always know what our cars are worth.
All of them?
All of them. Value surge, trucks up 3.9%.
That's a great offer.
I know. Sell?
Sell.
Track your car's value with Carvana Value Tracker today.
Junk's coming to you live on 106.7 The Fan, Team 980, 910 The Fan in Richmond, and Monumental Sports Network, brought to you by Crop Metcalf, the official heating and cooling company of the Junks. If you're looking to be the next five-star HVAC technician or plumber, just go to cropmetcalf.com and you can join that team today. Let's get into EB's entertainment page on an open line Thursday. Here's the read, Ricky. It's right there.
No, I got it. Entertainment page driven by BMW Fairfax, DC's only BMW Center of Excellence Award winner for the ultimate buying experience on your ultimate driving machine. Get over to BMW Fairfax. Ask for my girl, Miriam. She's the general manager over there. Or, of course, you can check out their entire selection of vehicles at BMWFairfax.com.
Mm-hmm.
All right, boys. We talked about it earlier. Valdez and Drabby's theory, which I won't argue, is their number one theory is, I think, cakes too. Carbon monoxide. What killed Gene Hackman, his wife, and their dog? They were found. It's a terrible story. I mean, he was 95, so what a great life. But the wife was only like 63. Who knows with dog? Figured the dog was like five or something. Who knows?
Where was this?
New Mexico.
In New Mexico.
New Mexico.
I would argue, I wouldn't argue carbon monoxide. My thought was either that or like what do we call that?
Murder-suicide?
Well, not really murder-suicide, more the Heaven's Gates.
Okay.
Or the assisted suicide thing.
Okay.
That's what I was thinking also potentially. But yeah, maybe carbon monoxide. I would think either one would be foul play though, but I guess not. I guess carbon monoxide, and you're renting the house from someone, their guy's going to be on the hook for it.
Yeah, but they wouldn't be charged for murder.
It could just be like there's a leak in your heating system, and it's just accidental.
Foul play is when there's bodily harm from someone else. That's basically what foul play is.
What if it's a Heaven's Gate thing? And you both donk yourselves off.
You're going to feed it. You're going to give the dog poison to. Maybe. I don't know.
You just love the
I don't
dog.
Know.
Don't people consider dogs part of their family?
Yeah, but I mean.
If there's an intention to kill somebody and
Gene Hackman says, I'm ready to go. And she goes, I'm ready to go with you.
Yeah.
And they lay down and take a cocktail.
That's just suicide.
To me, that's pretty selfish of Gene Hackman.
Right. Is that foul play?
Gene Hackman is 95.
I don't think suicide is foul play.
Yeah.
No.
Murder or attempted murder.
Yeah, yeah.
If it were murder-suicide.
Well, not murder-suicide. Assisted suicide. Okay, but it's... That kind of thing.
If Gene Hackman somehow convinced his wife to come along with him...
Well, sometimes they want to. He didn't want her to.
Okay, but like if I'm her, I'm going to be like, hey, you're 95, dude.
I know. I agree.
I'm 63. I might have 30 years left. Like, I love you, but...
But I can't imagine they're going to kill the dog, too.
Yeah, that's the weird part about it.
They're not going to give the dog a cocktail.
Like the fact that all three of them are dead.
People kill their kids.
Yeah, I understand, but I don't. Dogs are different. Usually dogs aren't killed.
A depressed person will just say, okay, I'm going to dunk myself off and taking everybody with me.
Yeah,
it's possible. They say the likelihood is carbon monoxide poisoning or an undetected gas leak.
Yeah. Okay, yeah. I agree with that.
Because the dog actually is the key to the investigation.
Right, right.
Dog could have been a witness.
It's just terrible. It's sad. What a great life. Also just sad that if you're lucky enough to live to 95, you look as terrible as he looked. But that's what we get to look forward to, Kay.
That's what happens when you're 95.
Yeah. Everything starts breaking down.
This also
was he in pretty good health, though, considering his age?
I don't know. He didn't look like...
He looked old and frail.
He looked extremely frail.
His best movie, number one. I know what Bickles is, but Unforgiven.
Unforgiven's great. He won an Oscar for that.
Oh, yeah, you do.
What do I?
It was one of your favorite movies of all time. Hoosiers.
Isn't that one of your favorite? I thought you were going to say The Firm.
Oh, yeah, The Firm.
The Firm, yeah.
I mean, that's kind of a goof when I say that. I don't know. I'd have to look at his resume.
His resume is pretty damn good.
I remember loving Mississippi Burning at the time.
Superman. He was in Superman 2, too. He was one and two.
I can't. Those didn't register with me.
I liked this.
They didn't resonate.
Enemy of the State with Will Smith.
Yep.
Great. Great movie.
Yeah, it's a great one.
Do you have favorites?
But my favorite is The Unforgiven.
I like Quick and the Dead.
The Western. What's the submarine movie with Denzel?
Crimson Tide.
Crimson Tide's pretty good. Mm-hmm. Crimson Tide is good.
Roll Tide. High Tide. That's right. They changed it.
I'm just looking at it.
They changed their motto to High Tide.
They changed it.
What do you think I care? Roll Down Tide. I
never saw Replacements.
Didn't see
that one.
Such a bad movie.
I think you saw
filmed in Baltimore, right?
I think it was PSI Net Stadium.
That's a cult classic, though. People who love that movie. Not a wide group of people.
Right, but, it's very small subset loves it.
It's a sneaky fan base. Mm.
One of his last movies, didn't it get a lot of run or a lot of attention, was Royal Tenenbaums. Did that win awards, too?
I've never seen it. I think Jason swears by it.
It's a very quirky movie.
Yeah.
It's kind of like a deadpan comedy.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And he's the father of...
I ever thought was just great actor. I don't know why I just thought great actor.
Well, I mean,
It's not like I saw a million of his movies, but I mean, like, his reputation preceded.
Yes. He won for best actor, and this is a little before my time, French Connection, and he won for best supporting in Unforgiven.
Right.
He was awesome in that.
Right. All right, so I don't know this woman, Michelle Trachtenberg.
I don't really know her either.
From
her.
Gossip Girl, but she
died. Like, the name's kind of familiar,
39.
But I don't know her work.
I don't know. Sounds terrible. Sounds like she had some sort of liver issue
or
something.
She had a liver transplant,
yeah.
And then that she was in cardiac arrest.
Mm.
I guess people had seen her recently and she had looked kind of frail.
Didn't look good, yeah.
I don't know. I don't know, but
it said from some of her recent social media posts that her eyes had a yellowish tint.
Mm.
Isn't that what Jordan had?
Jaundice. So
yeah,
maybe her body. There are theories that her body was rejecting the liver.
Mm. Have that recently?
I don't know when that happened.
Right. Terrible story, though. 39.
Yeah, not even 40.
Yeah. And then just talking about celebrity death, why not? more information. This has been out for a while, but the Matthew Perry thing. Cakes, he was given 27 shots of ketamine in the 3 days before he died in October.
Is that a painkiller or is that a...
ketamine is like... isn't that like a...
sleep agent?
Is it a horse tranquilizer, or it's? I think that's
something
what
like that.
I think that's what
the original use
for tranquilizer.
Yeah. But it like zombies you out. It like puts you in a weird, like almost like trance like state.
Dude, I think Haskins
was on that too.
I think it's used in certain communities, like in a sex way, maybe because they say it relaxes you. Oh, it's definitely a sex.
I know it's what
there's a really? Sex connotation to it or something.
I know it's what
I don't know what it is.
Dexter used it to incapacitate his victims in Dexter. He would jab you in the neck with a shot of ketamine, and then the next thing you knew, you're wrapped up in duct tape and plastic, and he's about to kill you.
But he only did that with bad guys, Cakes.
He only killed, like, other killers.
Yes.
And blights on society.
Yes.
Hey,
he had his code.
Yes, he did. He followed a code.
I'm reading about ketamine and sexual health.
Okay.
Yeah, what do they use it for?
Well, number one, it says ketamine can make you feel horny.
Okay.
But like, I don't know how Eric knew this, but it relaxes a certain muscle for a certain activity.
Well, you know what? I didn't want to go into it, but I've heard it's like popular in the gay community.
Hmm.
Is that the muscle that you're talking about?
Does the muscle start with an S?
Yeah, S P H.
Yeah, 100%.
Yeah, but it says it's
the EP is taking a dark turn.
You don't have to get into the details.
We understand.
We don't have to get into the details.
Yeah, that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Put your dukes up.
I don't know if I understand that.
I understand. I get it. We all get it.
Yeah. All right, just tell me during the break because I don't. I actually.
You're not looking at it. Look.
It's exactly what you're thinking of.
Yeah. Like that.
Oh, it allows that.
Yeah, it allows that to happen.
Oh, okay. That's such a literal thing that you did.
You never want that to happen.
That's like one of the most literal things that I've ever seen you do.
I'd be good at sign language.
Yeah.
Yes, you would.
This is interesting. Master P Cakes has been named president of basketball operations.
I saw that.
At the University of New Orleans. So, obviously, he's going to be involved in all of the
So he's NIL, like essentially the GM?
I guess.
That's what it sounds like.
I guess. I got a buddy that told me.
He's from New Orleans.
Yeah.
He's been in basketball a lot of his life.
Yeah. I have a buddy who told me he was interviewing at a college for a GM job.
Really?
Yeah.
What college? Spill the tea?
No, it's like a year or two ago. And we were just commenting on the state of college athletics and how things have changed.
You know, got it.
It's not necessarily relevant today. It's just, it is relevant, but it's just interesting how the landscape has changed. Of course, Master P, I don't think he's really putting out anything music-wise in a decade or so of any relevance that I'm aware of, but he certainly made a lot of money. And
made a ton of dough.
He has a ton of connections.
Whatever became of his son, Romeo?
Was he a rapper?
He was playing college basketball.
Yeah, did he play hoops at USC?
He went to USC with DeMar DeRozan. He was like the throw-in player to go with DeRozan. And I haven't heard from him since.
And Diddy's son played football like at UCLA for a semester or something,
I didn't
know
that. I have no idea.
I think one of his sons.
Thought that was Snoop's kid.
I think Snoop's kid, too.
Miller spent 2 years on the USC basketball team in 2009 and 2010.
Yeah. So my file on him has not been updated.
He appeared in 9 games, tallying 5 points.
Maybe I'm wrong, Drabby. I think Snoop's kid is the one that committed and then bailed, right?
Yeah, I don't know.
I think if you look up, I think Diddy had a kid, too. It played either at UCLA or USC.
Well, they got to do something because the University of New Orleans is 4-25.
Do you know who I remember?
Brutal.
First of all, New Orleans, for those of us that are old, we remember that was a hotbed there for a moment for Georgetown. Not University of New Orleans.
Yeah.
But that's where Georgetown was getting all their guys.
The pipeline.
Yeah, that was they're getting all their guys. And I think, I could be wrong, but didn't Ladell Eccles go there to University of New Orleans?
Possibly.
He might have.
That rings a bell. Or somewhere in that vicinity.
Yeah, maybe like Louisiana Tech. I can't remember where he
was. You're probably more right.
Now I got to go down the Ladell Eccles wormhole.
Went to San Jacinto and then went to
University of New Orleans.
New Orleans, good
How
pull.
Random is that in your brain?
The New Orleans Privateers, I believe, unless they've changed their name recently.
They are the Privateers.
Yeah. Is this Master P?
Yeah.
Is it relevant?
This is his classic, Make 'em Say,
Oh, yeah, that's his classic. Let me hear. Did you see that Jello Ball was trying to put over a couple weeks ago his second single or whatever?
No, Jello. Somehow I missed that.
I don't think it really caught on.
It didn't?
I don't think so.
I'm really surprised.
All right, let's go real quick. It is Open Line Thursday.
I thought he had staying power.
We're setting a record for this decade here, Case.
Okay,
Andre,
if you say so.
In Manassas. Andre, what's up, buddy?
What's up, Dre?
Hey, what's going on, guys? Good morning.
Good morning.
By the way, don't forget Gangs of London Netflix. You guys were talking about the Eagles, the tush push yesterday. And, you know, before your conversation, I thought it was a legal play. I figured, you know, you guys might as well, the defenses need to figure out how to stop it. But I think, EB, you kept on saying the word rugby. It's a rugby style play. And I kept on thinking, well, if it's a rugby style play, and I could see it's a rugby style play, then the only way you can probably stop it is a rugby-style defense, if you will. And by that, you know, when I see those guys, you know, make the scrum, they have their hands over each other and stuff like that. I guess my whole point is, if you're going to keep the play, you know, kind of like how you have to announce you do an onside kick and you have to do an onside kick. And I was trying to tell Grant that. I basically think if you're going to do the run the tush push, then ultimately you should allow the defense to do whatever they need to do to stop it. But you can't just, okay, you know, sneak out of it or throw a pass out of it now, if that makes sense. Because if you're gonna do that, you're gonna have to allow the defensive players to line up differently, to do different tactics that they normally aren't used to do. In terms of, you know, you see those guys, you know, they push each other from the back, they push each guys from like the back of the hamstring and things of that nature. So
isn't it the point that the defense can do whatever they want, right?
No,
the offense came up with the legal play. Right now it's legal. And the defense can do whatever they want. If they want to bring everybody to the line.
No, that's the whole point. I think if you do that and then you pass out of it, it defeats the purpose. But I guess my whole point is, if it's a rugby-style play, we have a rugby-style play in football, you kind of need to change things up a little bit. If it's gonna, if we all agree it's a rugby-style play, then you have to have some type of changes on the defensive side to be able to combat it, I think.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Hey. I'm Andy. If you don't know me, it's probably because I'm not famous. But I did start a men's grooming company called Harry's. The idea for Harry's came out of a frustrating experience I had buying razor blades. Most brands were overpriced, overdesigned, and out of touch. At Harry's, our approach is simple. Here's our secret. We make sharp, durable blades and sell them at honest prices for as low as $2 each. We care about quality so much that we do some crazy things, like buy a world-class German blade factory. Obsessing over every detail means we're confident in offering a 100% quality guarantee. Millions of guys have already made the switch to Harry's, so thank you if you're one of them. And if you're not, we hope you give us a try with this special offer. Get a Harry starter set with a 5-blade razor, weighted handle, shave gel, and a travel cover. All for just $3 plus free shipping. Just go to harrys.com and enter code FLEX at checkout. That's harrys.com, code FLEX. Enjoy.
If you're thinking about GLP-1s for weight loss, listen up. You must make sure you're maintaining your muscle mass while you're losing weight. Otherwise, you can slow your metabolism and regain the weight. Omisid, a natural superfood protein shake, has been scientifically proven to preserve muscle mass. It optimizes and supercharges your metabolism so you can lose weight easily. Use Omisid with GLP-1s or as a natural alternative. Find out more and see the university studies at omised.com. That's AlmaSed.com.
Okay.
But my point is why they can do that right now.
Yeah, what do you want?
What's stopping them from doing that right now?
I guess I'm saying if you put like all your linebackers right in the middle, you know, and you bring your defensive backs right in the middle and then they pass the ball out of that, it kind of I just think it's one of those things.
Well, that's part of football.
So you're saying
you're not supposed to telegraph all your plays. You want them to telegraph the play.
Andre is saying that if you decide to run the tush push, you absolutely have to run the tush push to give the defense a chance to stop it. Is that what you're saying?
Correct.
Essentially,
yeah, that's 100%.
All right,
I don't like that.
I don't think that's going to happen. But
I know. I'm just saying, if it's a rugby style play, and it is, we're playing two different sports now. Then you have a rugby style offense playing. You know, I'm using air quotes. Yeah. I just think it's a unique play. It's a very unique play, and you know,
we agree with that.
Problem is,
that's my thought.
The owners have to agree with you. The 24 out of 32 have to vote against it.
I'm sure.
We'll see if they get that.
Cakes and JP saw, because I think we were all linked to it on Twitter, but somebody sent the clip of Micah Parsons going against a sumo wrestler.
Yeah.
And I mean, obviously the sumo wrestler is larger than him.
Yeah.
But he handled him like it was nothing. And the guy was like, why don't we just get some sumo wrestlers to defend against the tush push?
Yeah.
Or just to be an offensive lineman in general. Their center of gravity, their strength is remarkable. You watch it. I mean, he makes Micah Parsons look like
Completely KP. Stonewalls him.
Yeah. I mean, like just nothing.
Neutralizes him.
It's unbelievable. And by the way, the sumo wrestler didn't look like he was that huge, but he was larger than Micah.
Yeah, he's a big dude.
Yeah.
But,
hey,
why not?
Send bring some scouts some over to Japan.
Why bring in some you? Sumos.
And send out of Peters to
if they
Tokyo
got any,
ASAP.
If they got any lateral movement at all.
Yeah. Don't forget, it's an open line Thursday, 800-636-1067. When we come back, as Caps fans, are you upset if Joby and Locker aren't the guys on the call when Ovi breaks Gretzky's record? It's looking more and more like they will not be on the call. What do you think about that as Caps fans? 800-636-1067. We'll take your calls on the MGM National Harbor listener lines next.
College holds a mythic place in American culture. But there are stories you won't hear on the campus tours.
The higher-ups are concerned about one thing, and that is avoiding scandal.
I'm Margot Gray. On the new podcast, Campus Files, we cover everything from rigged admissions to the drama of Greek life and student protests. Listen to and follow Campus Files, an Odyssey original podcast. Available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.